91.7 KXT, very glad to welcome Boxer Rebellion to our studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. You're playing at the Index Music Fest today, which gets underway actually in just a couple hours. You guys will be on stage 515 at the Goose Island stage, which is one of the outdoor stages behind trees. So very much looking forward to that performance and this performance here, too. You're going to be slightly stripped down acoustic here. I mean, you're doing the full electric show tonight, but you're acoustic here. Yeah. So what song do you want to play first?
We're going to play our song Diamonds.
Perfect.
Pretty little thing, you feel something. Did you always want to be something? To mend a broken heart from a devil of shallow nonsense, turned your world upside down. Whatever said, did it mean something? Whatever said, did it mean nothing? And did I look the part when it's all said and done? When it's all said and done. I'm no good next to diamonds when I'm too close to start to fade. Are you angry with me now? Are you angry 'cause I'm to blame? I'm no good next to diamonds when I'm too close to start to fade. Are you angry with me now? Are you angry 'cause I'm to hide the truth from you, just hang my head and put you through. I wasn't good enough when what's done is done, love, when it's all said and done. But I'm no good next to diamonds when I'm too close to start to fade. Are you angry with me now?
Thank you. That sounded great.
Thank you.
It's Boxer Rebellion live on 91.7 KXT. Diamonds, that's on the new album Promises that just came out back in, I think it was May. We've been playing that song since May.
Yeah,
so.
A few months back.
Yeah. So it's a great song. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
So Promises, the new record, you know, sonically doesn't really sound that much different than your last album, The Cold Still, but yet you decided to approach it from a completely different angle, which is, you know, starting with beats and kind of writing in the studio. So what led you to approach this in a different way than your past few records?
I think we just wanted to make the album much more upbeat. And I think it for me is like writing and stuff like that. And I think for all of us, it's harder to make things upbeat when it's just you're sitting around with an acoustic guitar. Or at least, you know, to make things livelier, I just tend to write more singer-songwriter kind of thing. So I think having some loops or some sort of tempo to kind of dictate helps that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you did this album digitally too, right? And the Cold Still was done in analog.
Yes.
So there are advantages and disadvantages to both.
Of course,
You know, there's that warmth in analog, but I think when you do things digitally, you have more room for experimentation, more room for error too, right?
Of course. And as well, you can do it much more on the cheap. I mean, like, cause we, have our own studio in London, and yeah, there's no way we'd be getting like big old Studer, reel to reel 24 track down there.
Yeah, it's funny how things have changed, because analog is now the more expensive method to go, you know, whereas back in the day,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, and it draws in another parallel too, because, you know, the Box Rebellion, you formed in what, early 2000s when you moved to the UK. And Nathan, you grew up in Tennessee, and this has been a topic of conversation that I think we get onto a lot around here in this building, which is that, you know, alternative music especially went through this like seismic shift in the 90s. It used to be UK based, you know, with bands like The Cure and The Smiths and all that. Mm-hmm. And then it just, you know, Nirvana kind of broke it open and made it more guitar rock. And that's gone through all these metamorphoses. So is that what led you in a roundabout way, I guess, to move to the UK? Because you were influenced by British music, but, you know, you didn't.
Yeah, it was
really
more, it was like kind of later on. I guess it was mid 90s kind of Britpop kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Blur and Oasis And I guess Radiohead's not really Britpop by any means, but, you know, that kind of thing as well. And I guess Prodigy was out at the same time. And before that was Stone Roses. And that's kind of what that led me to go over there.
So you're more of a Mancurian than the Manchester.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was kind of more my teenage music. It's a little different now, but.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, you know, things are always changing. And then, you know, coming back too, because it's so funny to see a lot of these bands now too are almost 80s influenced. I mean, that sounds making a comeback.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Like a lot of that stuff. And even on our new record, I think we kind of, some of the things we were doing had an 80s twinge to it. I think it's just through using programming or keyboards and stuff like that. And it's just, those sounds were so hard to get back then. And now they're so easy to get. And I think we even used some of the snares. The guy that we, the drum tech we had for the record, he had a whole cabinet of snares. And I think I don't know if you ended up using it, but it was like the November Rain snare. So that was very like, you know, which is kind of cool.
I would have to listen to the record now.
But then again, that doesn't sound like his 80s is what we're talking about.
True, true. All right, well, it's Box Rebellion. The show is actually just in a few hours at the Index Music Fest in Deep Ellum. You want to do another song here?
Sure. This one's going to be called Always.
You never worry too much when we both are young. Cover up your heart and cover. Fall apart, never the interference.
Very nice. Boxer Rebellion live on 91.7 KXT. Promises is the new record and the show in just a couple hours at Index Music Fest in Deep Elm. And this is just like a brief mini tour too, right? Because you just flew in a few days ago and played Austin a couple nights ago and Index
Fest. Yeah, just
Fest
a
tonight.
Little, like, it's kind of because on the last tour we didn't get a chance to hit up the South. So that's,
yeah,
that this is our chance.
And this is your first show in Dallas since that last year you played at Dada, which is actually right down the street. And that was a great show last year too, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It. Yeah, it's a cool club.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great to have you back, and thanks for finding time to stop by here. And
thanks for having us.
We'll see you at the Index Fest in just a little bit.
Yep.
Thanks. It's Boxer Rebellion live on 91.7 KXT.